Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Another cold morning, Alan. With the heat is on, apparently, in North Korea, they have detonated what they say is a hydrogen bomb. If the claim is true, we're hearing from the BBC, the New York Times, and other sources.
David, a lot of people are taking this thing very seriously. I know that the United States is. I know that China is. And now China is historically the great friend of North Korea. But they are really hopping mad, apparently, that this is going on. They say, hey, it's our job to be the securer of the way in which our area of Asia works, and this is a bad thing and they shouldn't do it. But there's always been a sense that the great leader of North Korea is insane. And if he is insane, that portends very bad things, because an insane person will not only test a weapon, they might even use a weapon. And I think that that's the point that the North Koreans keep trying to make, which is we can do anything we want. We can't be stopped by doing anything. The United States is the bad guy, and we're just protecting ourselves. And if they believe that, and if in fact there's a certain national paranoia, there really is no limit to which they will go. You know, even a country like North Korea has to worry about domestic approval. And apparently, there's a sense that by either exploding a nuclear or a hydrogen device in the face of universal opposition, that there's a reason for national pride. Hard to believe, but there it is. This is what we're being told.
As tears streamed down his face, President Obama yesterday, Alan, condemned the gun violence that has reached across the U.S. and vowed to curb the bloodshed with or without Congress. But for all the emotion he showed, the Times says Mr. Obama nonetheless faces legal, political, and logistical hurdles that are likely to blunt the effect of the plan he laid out. As a sidebar, Alan, gun sales have soared after the president called for these new restrictions.
I am so impressed with the president and so proud of him. Look, here's a president who meets with our congresswoman who's on WAMC all the time. She represents Northwest Connecticut, Elizabeth Esty, and she's been superb in the fight, as has the two United States senators and others, because they had to live through Sandy Hook. They had to live through the pain that a parent or a grandparent could feel for a little toddler being wiped out by guns. Yeah, it isn't everything. It may be very little. But the fact is, he's trying. The polls are showing that the people have had it with guns. You're right. A lot of people are buying guns. A lot of people say, we got to have these guns. But what are we facing here? We're facing chaos, and people don't want it. And the president tries, and the Congress, scared to death of losing primary elections to radical Republican voters who come out, just won't do a thing about saving this country.
What is it about that, Alan? It seems like we're unique in the world when it comes to guns.
Well, we heard yesterday about the Chinese not wanting to come to America because the sense was that everybody was walking around with a gun, was well healed. Of course, it isn't true, but there is, according to the statistics I've seen, one gun for at least every American. Now, that doesn't mean every American has a gun. It just means some people have several, but that's a lot of guns to have around.
Democrats on Long Island have picked Assemblyman Todd Kominsky, a former federal corruption prosecutor, to be the party's candidate in an expected special election for the state Senate seat left vacant by Dean Skelos when the former Republican Senate leader was convicted in December on bribery and extortion charges.
Well, this guy Kominsky looks very good, and he looks very popular, and there is a sense that this could help change the balance of the Senate back to the Democrats. It's been seesawing. However, there are the so-called five traitors. These are the Democrats who have combined with the Republicans to save them. There are many people who think that Governor Cuomo had something to do with that. Hard to prove, but we do know that Governor Cuomo has had a penchant for keeping the Republicans where they are. You know, I've said this, David, as you know, again and again for years and years. I didn't think he was fooling anybody, but people didn't get it. Now, all of a sudden, people are seeing it. And it is a question as to whether or not he, who is repairing fences, and Governor Cuomo is, and trying to get the left back into his column, will be willing to have a Senate which is Democratic and which will give him trouble because they'll want to spend on things he doesn't want them to spend on.